Let's see who wins.
It's going to be a foul.
That's number three on Ben.
So Ben Sutton, the senior center for the Hatchets, is fouling like he's going out of style. That's his third foul in this quarter.
Got to get in the fourth quarter before you do that.
3:03 left in the third. It's a four-point ball game. Five team fouls for the Hatchets, two for USA, 42-38, Bannex leading. Hunter Bone, top of the key against Morneau. To Weslowski, right wing. To Williamson, top of the key, feeds in, tied low post, and Weslowski ends up with it as Derek Geiger tipped it away. Sines dives into the lane, and the finger roll counts for Aaron Sines. He has 8 points in the quarter, 21 on the night, and we have a whistle. Official timeout on the court before Bannex could bring it up the court. Not quite sure what that was all about.
I didn't see the problem.
Now the official's going over to the sideline. So no one's quite sure what's going on here. 2:40 left in the third. Almost looks like it's the clock didn't start. Bannex by two, 42-40. Geiger into the corner to John Messing, the low post. Goes up against Williamson, and he lets it fall. John Messing with 11. 44-40, Bannex by four. Sines brings it up the court, and Jared Brown's going to be called for the foul on defense. Jared Brown doesn't like it. That's his second foul, and the team's sixth. 44-40. USA gets the inbounds pass right at midcourt, and we have a substitution now for the Hatchets. Martin Messing will be replacing someone out here, and there Jared Brown's going to take a breather.
It's only two fouls on Jared Brown.
And USA student section likes that Jared Brown sitting down. As a former Izzone member, I will say you feel bad for the kids they picked on. Weslowski dives down to the lane. This one's no good. Rebound, Mason Krug, and Tommy Morneau in traffic goes up for the reverse layup. This one's no good. Morneau gets the rebound, though.
The shot was altered by a flying Aaron Sines.
We have a whistle. We have a whistle on the second shot, and it'll be against Michael Kemp. That's Kemp's third foul, USA's third of the half. So Dominic Guardian checks back in. Weslowski sits down. Michael Kemp will stay in there with three fouls. Derek Geiger inbounds it to John Messing, right wing, extended into Mason Krug, right corner. Aaron Sines nearly stole it. One time Renault was to receive it, and now Aaron Sines be called with a foul.
That would be number three for Aaron.
Aaron Sines, third foul, fourth team foul. Bannex will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Left side of the radio on the baseline.
Last few minutes of the third quarter is a foul fest.
Geiger into Morneau in the corner. Minute 58 left in the third. 44-40. Bannex by four. It was a four-point game at halftime. 34-30. Both teams with 10 points in this third. Martin Messing at the right elbow. To Derek Geiger. Left wing for three. No good. Rebound. Tommy Morneau. That's the fourth offensive rebound for Bannex in this quarter. Mason Krug for three, no good. Rebound, Derek Geiger. Mason Krug gets the outlet pass, pulls up for the jump shot on the baseline. He gets this one to fall.
That was pretty.
Mason Krug's first points of the night, 46-40. Bannex by six. Minute 20 left. Sines into Williamson. Triple team goes up for the shot. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two shots. This will be the seventh team foul against the Hatchets. And we're not quite sure who this foul. You take your pick when it comes to it, and it's going to be against Mason Krug. That's his second personal.
You know, the inside game for USA really hasn't materialized this game.
Williamson has 2 points, both coming from free throws. Kemp has 4 points off of two baskets. First free throw from Williamson, no good, off the front of the iron, bounces out. Jared Brown replaces Derek Geiger for Bannex. Williamson will be replaced on a made free throw here by it appears to be Brendan Allman. Second free throw from Williamson. This one's up. This one's no good as well. Rebound, Jared Brown. Here come the Hatchets, leading by six, 46-40. Morneau for three, no good. Rebound, Aaron Sines. USA out-rebounded 7-3 in this quarter. Sines missed the shot. Williamson comes down with the rebound, but he can't hang on to it. And he's called for the travel. Bad Axe will get the possession back. Derek Geiger's checking in for the Hatchets. Williamson sits down, replaced by Almond. Geiger comes in and replaces Jared Brown. 59.5 seconds left in this third quarter. It's a six-point ball game only. Bad Axe 46, USA 40. Tommy Morneau brings up the court for the Hatchets. Right to left crosser radio. Screen from John Messing to the right. Dribbles to the left now. Taking his time, gets the pass over to John Messing. Screen from Mason Krug, now he retreats. Derek Geiger, left wing extended nearly about 4 feet from half court. 35 seconds into the corner to Mason Krug. Back out to Geiger, pulls up for three, NBA range, off the mark. Rebound, Michael Kemp. Double team coming down on the pressure from Bad Axe. Now Bad Axe comes back. Hunter Bone with the ball with 23 seconds. Over to Sines, right wing against Martin Messing. Almond at the right elbow. To Hunter Bone, left wing. Dribbles down to the baseline. Goes up for the shot. No good. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Tommy Morneau. Here come the Hatchets. Morneau with the finger roll. This one falls for 2 points.
Wow. How did he avoid the offensive charge on that?
Morneau with 15. It's now Bad Axe by 8. The largest of the night. 48-40. And at the quarter, we have a travel. And it's going to regardless end to the end of the third quarter. Bad Axe leading by 8, 48-40 after three quarters.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboyne Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboyne Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
The fourth quarter. As Bad Axe gets the first possession, Derek Geiger in the corner for three. No. Rebound, Martin Messing goes up for the shot. He misses that one, gets his own rebound, and now we have a whistle. Martin Messing is going to line for two shots. Foul goes against number 24. That'd be Brendan Allman, his second. USA's fifth team foul this half. Martin Messing at the free throw line. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line on the night. First one, no good. He has 9 points. Score remains 48-40, Bad Axe by 8. 7:47 left in the fourth.
Usually Martin's a pretty good free throw shooter.
Second free throw, this one's good. 10 points for Martin Messing. 49-40. 7:45 left in the fourth. Aaron Sines drives into the lane. Triple team, misses the shot. Gets his own rebound, though. Puts this one up. This one's no good. Rebound, Derek Geiger. Or to Andrew Sutton, who's back in the game. Into the corner, Derek Geiger pulls up for three. He got it. Derek Geiger's third three of the night. Aaron Sines for three, left wing. No good. Rebound, Andrew Sutton. As Bad Axe starting to take control of this game, they lead by 12, 52-40. 7 minutes left in the fourth. Andrew Sutton goes into the line. He goes over the shot before that happens, though. He's called for the travel. Andrew Sutton can't believe it.